But first at 11 o'clock, death in a hospital waiting room. How could it happen, and are patients in need of immediate care being ignored? And good evening to you. I'm Liz Cho.
And I'm Bill Ritter. Disturbing video emerging tonight, and it is raising some serious questions about the care given at one particular New York City hospital.
Eyewitness News reporter Lucy Yang is here now with much more on the story. Lucy.
Well, Liz and Bill, she was a 49-year-old woman in desperate need of medical care, and she was exactly where she should have been, in a psych unit, except surveillance tape, which we are about to show you, leaves critics accusing Kings County Hospital of neglecting this patient to the point of her death.
The first thing you see is the woman falling off her chair and landing face down on the floor of the psychiatric emergency ward inside Kings County Hospital. What happens next, or rather what doesn't happen, is now the center of a massive lawsuit against the hospital. Those familiar with the case say the 49-year-old woman dies right in front of the surveillance camera as the medical staff walk by her and ignore her. Apparently not one angel of mercy concerned that she is convulsing on the floor. Almost an hour later, when workers finally do respond, it is too late for the Brooklyn woman. This scene played out on June 19th of this year. The patient had been admitted to the psych ward for agitation and psychosis just the day before, and was here waiting for a bed when she died all alone on the floor. It has been 11 days now, and the medical examiner has yet to determine a cause of death. But whatever claimed her life, even city officials admit no one tended to her for an hour. More than a year ago, advocates lodged a lawsuit against this public hospital, claiming the psych ward is like a page out of a horror movie, where patients who can't fight for themselves are neglected, abused, and kept in unsanitary conditions. Then came the death this month, underscoring those very allegations in the most graphic of ways. It cost one woman her life, but there are indications the hospital is ready to make some changes. The city's Health and Hospital Corporation tonight promising these reforms: additional staffing, expanded crisis prevention training, and that patients in the psychiatric emergency unit are checked every 15 minutes.
Now, a news conference is scheduled for this case tomorrow. The lawsuit claims workers initially tried to cover up, claiming the patient did receive care, except you don't see it on the tape. So far, at least half a dozen workers at Kings County have been fired or suspended. You can view this disturbing video again at our website, 7online.com. Bill,
it's Liz. Just horrifying.
Really,
at least
is.
There's video here to at this point,
right?
To substantiate. All right.
Lucy, thank you.
Thank you.